This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Elephant Butte Fire in Evergreen is now 60% contained and evacuation orders have been lifted. While yesterday's rain helped, fire crews will continue to attack hot spots today. It's still not clear what started the fire that's burned 50 acres. A fire ban remains in effect for Jefferson County. The Colorado Renaissance Festival is canceled this year. CPR's Paolo Schalzada says it fell victim to coronavirus.
The event turns the town of Larkspur into a medieval village every summer, with hundreds of artisans and entertainers traveling from outside the state to sell their wares. The festival was initially postponed until August, but with the virus not showing any signs of letting up, the multi-weekend event was officially called off. Vendors and peasants alike can look forward to it reopening next June.
Colorado wildlife conservation efforts were on display today as part of a House roundtable discussion led by Boulder Democrat Joe Neguse.
The benefits of wildlife viewing are also economic ones to our state, and conserving and restoring wildlife is not just important for posterity, of course, but also for our economy.
Neguse says wildlife viewing brought in $630 million in sales and $34 million in state and local tax revenue. There are 159 species in need of greater conservation, including the golden eagle and the sage grouse. 76 degrees in Denver. There is a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 o'clock tonight for Pueblo.